Army has validated 3,584 streets identified and named by the Town and Country Planning Department for the Accra Metropolis, with active participation from the communities. At a forum and exhibition in Accra, the Chief Executive of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, Alfred Vanderpoy, said after the week-long forum and incorporation of feedback, street names will be approved by the Accra Planning Committee, after which the names will be gazetted. He said the Assembly will cooperate to ensure that the President's directive to MMDAs to name all streets and number all houses within 18 months is realized. Yvonne Atilago and Constance Asantewa have filed this report.
President John Dramani Mahama in April last year gave a directive to all metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies, MMDAs, to have all streets and number all houses in their assemblies within 18 months. He said street naming and house numbering is crucial to help in the identification of places, facilitate the issuance of business operating licenses and the collection of property rates. Mr. Alfred Vanderpoy said the Assembly, in line with this directive, has scaled up the implementation of its own initiative of naming streets and numbering properties within its jurisdiction. This, he said, started through the Urban Management Land Information System.
This public forum and exhibition is to validate 3,584 streets that have been assigned names in the metropolis. After the citywide public forum and incorporation of feedback, the street names will be approved by the Accra Planning Committee. We will then gazette the names. We have also started the ground truthing exercise to track all houses and properties. House numbering exercise is ongoing, and we will assign number to every property in the metropolis. We are in the process to procure satellite images, street signs, and house numbering plates.
The Greater Accra Regional Minister Julius Deborah acknowledged the AMA for complying with the President's directive. He called on chiefs and communities in the Accra Metropolis to help in realizing this directive to the fullest.
Yvonne Atilago and Constance Asantewa filed that report.